President Trump leaves the White House later this afternoon to start a 17-day working vacation at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. And last night, he held a campaign rally in Huntington, West Virginia, where he talked up the strength of the economy, bashed congressional Republicans for failing to pass a new health care law, and downplayed an investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia.
Have you seen any Russians in West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania? Are there any Russians here tonight? Any Russians? They can't beat us at the voting booths. So they're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us.
Well, joining us now for more on The Week in Politics are Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
And Jesse Holland, reporter at the Associated Press. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
Doing well. And Rick, let me start with you in this rally last night, because Trump spent a fair amount of time there attacking the ongoing investigation into whether Russia meddled in the election and whether anybody from the Trump team colluded. And the rally came just after the news that the special counsel Robert Mueller is using a grand jury in Washington as part of the investigation. Is the president laying the groundwork to fire Mueller?
West Virginia is so much nicer to President Trump than the West Wing itself right now. And I think it's a telling little slice, because the president is able to bask in that, in the support of people who continue to adore him and root for him despite the heat that is increasing back home. And right now, he's staring down an extended investigation by the special prosecutor that will include this grand jury that could end up with indictments. And he continues to call this all fake news and cast it as a political witch hunt. But this is reality. And even as he goes on vacation for 17 days, this is what he's going to be confronting, is that this grand jury is going to be digging in for the long haul.
But do you think that he may still fire Robert Mueller, even in the next couple of weeks?
I think it depends on the red line that he laid out in an interview with the New York Times recently about going after family finances. If he goes a little too far, I think he is looking for that opportunity. But I think at this stage, at least, and you know that his new chief of staff is telling him this, there's only so far you can go. That would provoke a real constitutional crisis.
Well, Jesse, what do you think about that red line? We know when the president is challenged, he tends to respond. Now this investigation looks to be going into his financial life. What do you make of that?
Well, one of the things that always surprises me is that when President Trump goes out and attacks congressional Republicans, they're the ones who actually will be looking at that line closer than anybody else, because Congress is now thinking about passing a law to make sure that Robert Mueller would at least get his day in court if the president fires him. And so antagonizing people who are already a little upset with the White House because of his hesitant to sign the Russia sanctions, upset at the White House because he put them through that health care fiasco, and now they have to go home on vacation to explain it. Going after these congressional Republicans when they don't really want him to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who is the man in charge of Robert Mueller, going after them doesn't help his case. So he's not making it easier for himself if he even wants to fire Robert Mueller.
Rick, it is fascinating that Republicans, members of his own party, are pushing back here. Susan Collins of Maine telling CNN there is no such thing as a red line.
I think the question for so many Republicans is how far you can allow this to go. And I think there's been some interesting developments, not just in the defiance of President Trump on health care, of Jeff Flake with that book out that calls on Republicans. I think Republicans are increasingly viewing President Trump as irrelevant, or at least just a sideshow that they have to put up with. I think governing takes on its own kind of patina when they decide that they're going to go about things on their own. I think we're seeing some really interesting breaks. And keep in mind, you're coming into August, and that's traditionally been a rough month for presidents. The president will be out of Washington, but the storylines will continue.
What about, Jesse, the new chief of staff? He's been in there for now less than a week, John Kelly, replacing Reince Priebus. Can't believe it, but it only happened a week ago at the end of the day that Reince Priebus was sent out. But have you noticed anything different with John Kelly in charge, or is it too early to say?
Well, the one thing you can notice, of course, is that John Kelly is bringing a little bit of more of military precision to the White House. He is establishing a chain of command where anything that goes to the president has to come through him first. Before, there was a little of a Game of Thrones going on in the White House where people were trying to build their own little kingdoms and trying to get access to the president. Kelly is trying to make sure everyone knows that the chain of command is the president and then Kelly. And that some people think that that will make the atmosphere that will make things going on in the White House run a little smoother. But, you know, this is just week one. They're getting used to him. Week two is when we usually see the backlash. And so we're waiting to see what that backlash against Kelly coming in and trying to take over will be.
Who's Cersei and who's Jon Snow in the White House game? No, we'll leave that for another day.
Well, look, he's also already got his hands full. There are several telephone call controversies we want to get to, starting with an admission that the president's claims that both the president of Mexico and the head of the Boy Scouts called him recently. He said that happened, but it didn't really. The White House then admitted that the claims were false. Here's ABC's Cecilia Vega questioning White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders about that.
References were about. Specifically said that he received a phone call from the president of Mexico.
They were actually direct. They were direct conversations, not actual phone calls.
So he lied. He didn't receive.
I wouldn't say it was a lie. That's pretty bold accusation. It's the conversations took place. They just simply didn't take place over a phone call that he had them in person.
Rick, how are people responding to this story?
I'm surprised it's not a bigger story, frankly, because it's such a bald-faced assertion of that runs contrary to the facts. So two things on this. One is that bringing back to the grand jury investigation, facts matter to a grand jury, and you don't get away with kind of shading facts, and lying to a grand jury has very real repercussions. The other thing that Kelly has to deal with now are these leaks, and they're everywhere. And in fact, him imposing this new discipline on the West Wing, that will only cause, to my mind, a proliferation because you'll have more people who are upset with the current state of affairs. So I don't envy John Kelly. As Jesse said, it's only a week in, and he's going to have he inherits a lot of baggage, not least a president who's very willing to go off message.
Can we just write down the new phrase we just got from Rick Klein, a bald-faced assertion that runs contrary to the facts?
I was close to the word.
Very diplomatic. Yes. Go ahead, Jesse.
Here's the problem that, especially with the leaks, if the president isn't going to be honest, and then there's a leak comes out that directly contradicts what they're saying in public, that makes it even worse for them. Now, it's one thing to tell a lie and get away with it, but it's another one to have someone on your team leaking the information that shows you're telling a lie. That's the problem. That's the biggest problem with their leaks out of the White House right now, is that they're contradicting what the White House is actually saying.
Well, one of the leaks that came out with these transcripts of the conversations the president had with world leaders, and one of the things he said was, Rick, that New Hampshire is a drug-infested den. Now, if I were to think about any other politician saying that, they would never have a chance in New Hampshire ever again. I mean, is this something that – are these things that are being leaked out, things that are going to hurt him at any point?
Well, clearly New Hampshire is not – you look at the newspapers there, and our affiliate WMUR was all over this as well. This is a big story in New Hampshire, and people feel insulted by it. But I think he has already shown that he gets away with saying things that no one else has said and been able to get away with. There's so many things that are just almost fireable offenses that he's able to say, career-ending. And I suppose you can chalk this one up there. But insulting the state like this, I heard from some New Hampshire friends, including some Republicans, who weren't happy about it.
Well, they're also really going after leaks, including Attorney General Jeff Sessions, director of the National Intelligence Service, Dan Coats, spoke about it today, about this ongoing security threat that these kind of leaks are causing from the White House. Here's Coates.
It is important to stress that any disclosure outside of authorized channels is a criminal offense, and we will simply not tolerate the illegal release of classified information.
Rick, the Obama administration went after leaks too. Do you think they're going to have any luck with this?
This struck me as an attempt by the Director of National Intelligence and the Attorney General to show the boss that they're working hard. Keep in mind, the president is feuding with his Attorney General. His DNI, Dan Coats, is a potential witness in investigations of obstruction of justice. I felt like this was a lot more show than substance. This was about them saying we're on the case and telling the president right before he goes away for a couple of weeks that they are hard at work trying to send a signal to everyone not to leak, but mostly to the president that they're investigating these leaks.
Jesse, in the 30 seconds we have left, let's just look forward for a moment. given what just happened with health care, chances the Republicans can get tax reform done by the end of this year?
Well, I would say it's going to be, you could flip a coin on that, because right now the Republicans don't seem all that eager to follow along behind anything coming out of the White House. So flip a coin on that. Will they be able to get enough Republicans on the same side on any one plan on anything this year? I mean, who knows? Right now, I would say it's 50-50.
Jesse Holland of the Associated Press, and we've also been speaking with Rick Klein of ABC News. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.